We're reflecting this evening on Deuteronomy chapter 18 and Matthew 11. The word preach comes to mind a few times as we reflect on those words. And as we do that, we might ask you this evening, are you a good listener? Are you a good listener? One man said, my wife constantly says that I'm not paying attention to her or something like that. Indeed, our day and age is not very good at listening. We have thousands of distractions, all kinds of voices out there competing for our attention, televisions and iPhones and all kinds of things. We're running from thing to thing to thing, and it's very hard for us to stop for any length of time at all. It seems to stop and focus and stop and really take something in, stop and listen. Are you a good listener? You know, in Deuteronomy, we're reminded of this. For God tells us in Deuteronomy that he's going to keep talking. And he's going to make sure that his voice continues to be heard throughout the generations. He's going to keep talking, and he expects us, because he's going to keep talking, to do our part, to do the listening. There in Deuteronomy, Moses writes, the Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your brothers. It is to him that you shall, what's the word? Listen. You are listening. It's to him that you shall listen. Now, God said these words initially in context, you see. In context, something was about to happen. It wasn't long before the Israelites were going to be entering into this thing called the Promised Land. And what were they going to encounter there? They weren't sure. Well, God told them, in the Promised Land, they were going to encounter a lot of people who spoke. A lot of people who spoke, but not from God. Rather, they were going to encounter a lot of people who spoke by the power of some other entity, the one that fell from grace, Satan himself. They were going to hear all kinds of voices in that promised land. They were going to hear the voice of diviners, fortune tellers, romancers, mediums, sorcerers, whose speaking would give information, but that information would not come from God. And we have the same problem today. There are many who speak in our world today. Voices everywhere. Many who speak, but not all voices come from God. You can go to many of them, same as back in Moses' day. You can go to them. You can go to the fortune tellers today and hear what they speak to you. You can listen. You can go to the mediums. You can go to the romancers, to the astrologers, to the tarot card readers, to the clairvoyants. And there are still quite a few people that do those things. They go to listen to get information about their future, about their fortunes, about the decisions that they should make, whether or not I should move in with my boyfriend, or whether or not I should buy a dog or not. And they listen. They listen to those who speak. The problem is those who are speaking are not always speaking for God, but for someone else. And this is what the Israelites would face when they went into the promised land. They would encounter those who spoke, but not for God. Would they listen? Now, because of this, God reminded them that he was going to keep his voice alive. He was going to keep speaking. He was going to make sure they had his word. Joshua would follow Moses and others with him. And throughout the Old Testament, there'd be other voices. God would raise up prophets to speak for him, spokesmen. And many of them came, Isaiah and Jeremiah and Daniel and Ezekiel and Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, and Micah, you can go right down the road. God made sure that he would keep speaking. And he rose up speakers for them so that the people had a voice to listen to, a voice from above. And yes, of course, the words of Moses have their ultimate fulfillment in a special speaker. His name was Jesus Christ, and he is the ultimate prophet, the greatest of them all, the prophet par excellence, they say. He's the Word of God himself, incarnate in human flesh and blood. When Jesus spoke, great things happened. Planets were made when he spoke. Demons shrieked and ran in fear when he spoke, like we heard last Sunday. Great things happen when Jesus speaks. Miracles take place. The lame are healed. The blind could see. The deaf could hear. When he spoke, the word forgiveness came. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He spoke from the cross for all the world to hear. And yes, for his Father to hear. And his Father forgave the world, listening to Jesus. And he forgives me and you. Indeed, when Jesus speaks, great things happen. And his speaking continued through those he called. His speaking continued through the disciples. His speaking continued through the churches that were born, through the ministers that were called. That speaking continues. And yes, God is a speaking God. And his will is that we are a listening people, a hearing people who take the time to hear, who take the time to listen, who tune out the world and tune in his word, who tune out all the nonsense that is going on around us, who do not believe everything that's told, but rather who turn to him and his word. God calls on us this evening again to sharply tune our ears and to listen, to open our ears and to listen with the heart, with the soul, and with the mind. For the Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your brothers. It is to him that you shall listen. In Jesus' name,